play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Welcome back to Baker Gym, Charleston High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, high above the floor here tonight. Well, I guess not so high. The gym's not that big, but bumped up a little bit from where we were earlier in the tournament. And just about ready to get things underway. Starting lineups, the Galesburg Silver Streaks going the same way they've gone throughout the season. Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink at the guard, Sadie Hamilton, and Myra Diggins in the post for the Charleston Trojans, who will be the home team here in this championship game tonight. They will start Courtney Gossett. She is a 5'6 senior guard. Megan O'Dell, a 5'5 senior guard. Megan Yort, H-J-O-R-T, it's pronounced Yort, 5'4 junior guard. Mary Jackson, a 5'9 senior forward. And Courtney Carver, a 5'9 senior forward. A lot of sophomores on this Charleston roster, and a couple of freshmen as well. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Charleston in their home white, trimmed in red and yellow. Looks a little bit similar to the Rock Island uniforms.
Yeah, very similar. And you know what? This is going to be the big key for the Streaks right here is going to be the start. You want to come out, set the tone right away for this Charleston team. They've obviously got some momentum. They've won a lot of tight ball games in this tournament. I think they have 2 1-point wins, one against Taylorville and the last one against Paris. So they're, if you will, they're battle tested, and they're going to be looking to go right after the Streaks here. Crowd size, a little bit bigger for Charleston at this point. Maybe some late arriving Streak fans.
Tip one by the Silver Streaks. It is Jessica Lieber with the ball in the backcourt, and Charleston surprisingly opens up in a man-to-man defense. This is Jessica Lieber out between the circles, dribbles right, stops, top of the key, fires a three-pointer, off the rim, no, rebound tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Silver Streaks. I think it would have gone to Charleston if Megan O'Dell.
Wow.
They are giving it to Charleston. The girl grabbed it out of bounds.
She was standing out of bounds when she caught it. I don't know
right
why.
In front of the official. Huh. Long down court pass as it was Courtney Gossett open, and she lays it up and in as they got behind. I don't know how in the world that ball went to Charleston. The ball bounced out of bounds, or it bounced, and then the Charleston girl caught it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was an odd call right there, but nonetheless, Streaks show their vulnerability there. They don't get back, and a home run pass that results in a basket.
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, right wing is too hard, and a rebound bounces out long. Sadie Hamilton ties up Megan O'Dell. The possession arrow will point toward Charleston. First line change, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Jerron Diggins, Rainey Sibley check in for the Streaks, and Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with that group. 7:24 to play, first quarter just underway. Charleston with a 2-0 lead here in the championship of the Charleston Holiday Tournament, and we're very close, and yes, we do get the 5-second call. Nice job by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. All of them, Chloe Anderson up playing the ball, the rest of the Streaks cutting off any passing lanes.
Well, interesting right there, Charleston didn't send anybody deep. They actually had a girl deep. It was Carver, and Carver came straight in, and Sharon picked her up, so that took away one of their big threats right away.
Inbound to Sharon on the right wing, fires a three, can't hit, rebound down to Courtney Gossett, and the Streaks pick up with full court pressure. This is Mary Jackson, gets it across midcourt to Odell under the basket on the right side, gives way to York. She lays it up and in, and make it 4-0. Charleston, right wing, Sharon Diggins fires a three and got it.
Well, that might be what they needed right there. Take the lid off the basket. They've been shooting the three very well in this tournament. First make of the game now.
Make it 4-3, long down court pass. It is threw that one away. It was Megan O'Dell looking down court toward Courtney Carver. Carver was open, but O'Dell just threw it nowhere near her.
Well, you know, one of the things this defense does, Tom, is it makes for longer passes. There might be openings, but you're going to have to throw a longer pass. And a lot of these girls' teams aren't used to throwing that long skip pass across the court, and it sometimes is off the mark like that one was.
And you're able to speed them up a little bit, make them play faster than they're used to. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer from straight on. It's a long one. It comes up short. Rebound bounces out of bounds, and the ball is going to go back to Charleston with 6:34 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 4-3. Onto the floor, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton check back in along with Hannah Smith and Emma Junk for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Long down court pass as, again, they get behind the Streaks defense. It's Odell, runs it down, lays it up, can't hit as she's bothered on the shot by Sadie Hamilton. Tie up on the rebound between Yort and Allison Mangieri, rather Odell and Mangieri, and the Streaks will get it on the alternate possession.
Tom, the Streaks have to realize that. Obviously, Charleston's been watching the games and has seen that's a vulnerability of the Streaks' defense. Somebody's got to be ready to sprint back.
Paige Klink on the right wing, try to get it inside to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie lost the handle, but the ball goes off of Mary Jackson last, so the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. 6:19 to play first quarter. It's 4-3 Charleston. Hannah Smith to inbound.
This is one of the real plus sides of Coach Massey's system is their inbounds plays. They get a lot of good shots off inbounds passes.
And it comes to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Gets to Paige Klink right of the center circle. Paige on the dribble with it. Brings it right. Gives to Emma Junk on the right wing. Emma gives to Sadie Hamilton top of the key. Now Paige Klink out high on the left side. Looks over the defense. Now gets to Sadie in the paint. Sadie turns. Nice bounce pass to Emma Junk on the left block. Lay it up and in.
Great ball movement. And as we say time and again, Tom, probably the best passer on this team is Sadie Hamilton, and she finds another wide open teammate. This time Emma Junk is the recipient.
And the Streaks have their first lead of 5-4 as Charleston breaks the full court pressure. Top of the key, this is Odell with it. She'll stop and fire a three. It's long. Rebound comes down to Yort on the left baseline. She's trapped up looking for help and throws it off the leg of Allison Mangieri. So the Trojans will have it down in the left corner as Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5:43 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-4.
What I specifically liked on that last offensive possession was that Sadie rolled in and just kind of sealed her defender, opening herself wide open for the pass.
Jessica Lieber knocks the pass way out of bounds, and they'll try it again. They'll trigger from the end of the Streaks bench. A couple of seconds ticked off the clock. It'll be Jackson to inbound, looking, finally throws it cross-court, and it's run down by Courtney Carver for Charleston. Now out high on the right side, it's York drives in, gets to Carver, tried to get it down to her on the low block, but overthrew her, and the Streaks get it back. And again, that's the case of where the Streaks got them going a little bit faster than they wanted to go.
Right, exactly, and it didn't get, not a very good passing lane there to pass that ball to Carver, so it just kind of trickled out of bounds.
Rainey Sibley to Jessica Lieber out high right side, dribbles right, gets to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline, and Sharon dribbles it. It goes off of the foot of Courtney Carver.
I actually think it went off Sharon's foot.
I think so, too, because Carver was looking like, wait a minute, how come that's not our ball? We'll take that one. We already lost one on a call that should have been ours. So Rainey Sibley inbound from out wide on the right baseline. Into Sharon Diggins on the right wing to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Out high left side is Casey Williams. She'll give way to Myra Diggins out high on the right side. Right wing to Jessica Lieber. Give and go to Casey Williams. Play it up off the glass and got it. Nice play again by the Streaks.
Good touch by Casey, too. She could have thrown that one too hard off the basket. She got a nice touch, put it right in the square, and it fell in for her.
7-4 Streaks as Charleston breaks the full court pressure. Nice look down on the left baseline to Gossett, and she missed the shot. Rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins, and Gossett gets it back. No, actually, Casey Williams took it away from her, but her outlet pass is stolen away by York. Now this is Jackson with it. Gives it to York, drives into the paint, and her pass stolen away by Jessica Lieber, and she gets fouled as Courtney Gossett reaches in, and that's actually the first foul of the basketball game with 4:49 to play here in the first quarter, and that's been unusual for the not only the Streaks, but every game they've played in this tournament.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of fouls called. In fact, there's been, I think, in all but or two of the three games, we were actually in the double bonus in the first quarter.
4:49 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 7-4. Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, Danny Teal, and Allison Mangieri in. This is Sadie, drives down the left side, put up the right-handed shot, a little bit too soft. And it's no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. And getting close to at least 6 seconds, seven. Got to be getting close to 10 here. They finally get it across midcourt. And this is Carver with it. Pulls up in the paint from about 10 feet. Can't hit. Dan Hannah Smith in there for the rebound. Out actually goes to the floor. It's picked up by Allison Mangieri. And she hands off to Hannah Smith. Now it's Danny Teal out high on the left side. Gives to Chloe Anderson at the top of the key. Out high right side to Hannah Smith, looks over the defense, dribbles left, gives to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Thought about the three, now puts it on the floor and hands to Hannah Smith out between the circles. 4:09 to play first quarter, 7-4 Streaks. Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Gives to Danny Teal out high on the right side. Man-to-man defense by Charleston. Out to the left wing off the double pick. Allison Mangieri has to put it on the floor. Drives to the free throw line. Now gets between the defenders. Lost the handle on it. Danny Teal comes up with it. Drives in right side. Can't hit the shot. Weak side rebound. Run down by Chloe Anderson. They're going to say she stepped on the baseline.
She did. Her foot was square on it, but good hustle nonetheless by Chloe to go after that ball. Danny, just a little off in her shot, had a little bit too much of the iron there, and it bounced away.
Well, we're hoping to get a chance to talk with the athletic director, tournament director here at Charleston, Liz Watson, at halftime. She is a young lady, AD here, who actually was one of the good scorers, second leading scorer on that Loyola Academy team that the Streaks beat in the state tournament and a big upset back in 1999. Charleston breaks the full court pressure. This is Courtney Gossett. Stops on the right wing. Gives to Odell. Fires the three. Can't hit. Rebound down to Myra Diggins. Gives to Rainey Sibley. Now Paige Klink with it. Paige pass to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Sharon drives right baseline. Leans in up off the glass. Can't hit, but she gets fouled. And if it goes against Gossett, that's going to be her second foul. And I think that's going to, yeah, it does go against Courtney Gossett. So she's got two fouls. The only two fouls called in the ball game. And Sharon Diggins, nice job, a nice aggressive take to the basket.
Yeah, good aggressive take. And as Sharon's been doing a lot lately, she just pulled that shot down, or the shot fake up, and pulled it right back down and cut across to the baseline.
30-second timeout called by Charleston head coach Jeff Miller. We want to thank Galesburg Nissan just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games for football, boys and girls basketball. We've this week been driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Very, very nice car, silver in color, almost like brand new. And with these certified pre-owns, boy, if you buy one, the financing right now is like buying brand new. 1.9% financing for 72 months on all certified pre-owned vehicles from 2008 through 2011. So check those vehicles out, and especially this 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima at Galesburg Nissan on North Broad Street, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. First shot is up and no good. She's on the floor with Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. 3:33 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 7-4 lead. This is one of the lower scoring first quarters the Streaks have had here in this tournament as Sharon hits the second.
Well, and the Streaks have put up a lot of points in the first quarters of the tournament so far, but there's 3:33 left here, Tom.
Let's that's true.
Not counter eggs before they're at.
Yeah, that's true. We can go on a run with the best of them. Now long down court pass knocked away by Rainey Sibley. She gets knocked to the floor. The ball comes loose, and it's picked up by McLean Miller in for Charleston. Now right baseline. York puts up a 14-footer and puts it in. Megan York gets her second basket, and it's 8-6 Streaks. Long down court pass. Paige Plink tried to get to Myra Diggins, overthrew her just a little bit. Myra couldn't reel it in, and the Streaks turn it over with 3:17 to play as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson check back in, and Marissa Miller in for the first time tonight for the Streaks.
Good vision right there by Paige. Just a little too much English on that pass. Myra could not haul it in.
Now a bump call on Marissa Miller on the full court pressure. She bumped McLean Miller, one of the coach's daughters who plays for the team, Coach Jeff Miller's daughters. McLean, a 5'7 sophomore, and Rachel, a 5'8 sophomore. Would you say this is the third set of twins we've had
in
the tournament?
Yes, of the four teams we've seen in this tournament, three teams now have had twins.
So the foul went against Marissa Miller, first team foul on the Streaks.
I think Urbana was the lone exception.
Janelle Ronk into the ballgame, and she throws it away. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Ronk, a 5'9 senior forward for Charleston. 3:12 to play first quarter, 8-6 Streaks.
Fifth turnover by the Trojans already in this game.
This is Casey Williams, swings it to Jessica Lieber. She'll dribble right down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Jessica Lieber. Her first basket of the ball game. Make it 10-6 Streaks. Long down court pass. York trying to run it down on the baseline. Stops. Gets a pass off over the top to Megan Odell. Now this is Ronk. Puts up a 17-footer and can't hit. Casey Williams down with a rebound. Casey on the dribble across midcourt right side. She'll set it up for the Streaks. Picks up. Now gives to Jessica Lieber out right of the center circle. Now right wing. It goes to Allison Mangieri. Now to Casey Williams out high right side. Gives to Marissa Miller out high on the left side. Marissa on the dribble. Gets to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Looks over the defense, double pick there, but she stops at the top of the key, fires a three, and it's off the rim short. Rebound off the hands of Chloe Anderson, then she runs it down, but she traveled with it, yep. Chloe took an extra step there after she got a hold of it, and the Streaks turned it over. Nice hustle, but couldn't get the feet set.
Sometimes on those step-back threes that Jess likes to do, like she did right there, Tom, she puts her feet too close together. She needs to keep a wider base in order to get more knee bend so she can get enough on the shot. That one was just a little bit short.
Another long down court pass actually goes to midcourt. This is Odell running down against Sharon Diggins. Puts it up on the left side with the right hand. Put it up and in. That's
Tom,
her first basket.
Sharon's got to steal that pass. It went right over her head. She's athletic enough to go up and get that one. She just wasn't prepared for it.
Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, stops, gives to Danny Teal. Also Emma Junk and Paige Klink in for the Streaks. Now it's Paige Klink out between the circles. 2:06 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 10-8. Shot up and no good from the left baseline, and a tie up on the rebound between Danny Teal and McLean Miller, and the ball possession arrow points toward
Charleston.
Yep. 2 minutes now to play in the first. Streaks lead 10-8. Full court pressure. Another long down court pass, but they overthrew this time. Nope, she was able to run it down. I'm not sure how Odell got to it. Now York traveled with it. No call. Gives up to the right side. 15-footer up and no good by Miller. And Danny Teal brings a rebound down for the Streaks. It's Paige Klink now with it. Brings it across midcourt. Now between the circles. Gives to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Now it's Emma Junk out high right side. Right wing to Paige Klink. Give and go to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie down on the right block. Leans in up off the glass. Got it! And she's fouled. And that's something we like to see Sadie do. She kind of backed her defender in and just turned and made the nice jump shot. They caught her on the arm. And, boy, it was... Who was it? Courtney Carver kind of threw the ball down pretty hard and should have maybe gotten a technical there.
Well, you know what, Tom? The other thing is we haven't seen Sadie getting the ball on the block a lot. A lot of the other teams in this tournament had girls that were either taller or more athletic than what the Streaks have seen or are going to see from this Charleston team. So it's going to be important for them to take advantage of that as well.
Free throw is no good. 12-8 Streaks. Pass under the basket is knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Then it goes off the hands of Carver. And the Streaks get it back on another turnover by Charleston with 1:27 to play as Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri check back in. 12-8 is the Streaks lead.
Sometimes all you need is just the slightest deflection to change the course of that ball.
Now Allison Mangieri, long three from the right wing is no good. Rebound comes down and a travel not called again on Megan Odell. Took a couple of steps before she put it on the floor. The official didn't see it. Now there's going to be a bump call on Myra Diggins. Aggressive play on Mary Jackson, but Myra called for the bump. That'll be her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks.
Well, Mary Jackson just pulled that ball down and decided she was going to try to dribble past Myra. Unfortunately, Myra just a little too close and clipped her when she was going by.
This is Odell across midcourt, right side, on the dribble, pulls it out as the Streaks get back. Now out near the center circle, this is Jackson. Dribbles top of the key, gets to York on the right wing, now right baseline to Miller. Miller drives in, pulls up the 10-footer, and it bounces off no good. Weak side rebound to Carver. But she can't get the foot back, but Casey Williams there, she picks up her first foul of the ball game, third team foul on the Streaks.
Casey, who has had foul trouble in a couple of the games so far in this tournament, just got herself a little too close after she missed that rebound and Carver was able to pull it down. That's usually what puts you in a bad situation underneath is if you give up that O-board and the player just goes right back up into you.
Carver misses the first free throw to play in the quarter. Sharon Diggins and Sadie Hamilton check back in. They're in there with Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins. Courtney Carver, 5'9", senior forward for Charleston. Eyes the second. This one is good. Hit the front iron, then bounced in. Make it 12-8. Streaks lead, or 12-9 Streaks lead. Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins. Now she'll drive baseline into the paint. Scoops up the shot. Ooh. No, got fouled, and no call. Got hammered by Carver, and no call on that shot. Now it's Odell, and now Rainey Sibley knocked, who is that? That's Odell at the center line. She actually ran into Odell. They were both going after the ball, and Odell fell, and I didn't think they were going to blow the whistle, and the official kind of took his time, finally blew the whistle. That was a foul on Rainey Sibley. That's her first 14 fouls now on the Streaks. And it comes to York. York on the dribble, right wing. Still on the dribble, now picks it up, gives to Odell, top of the key. She'll fire the three-pointer, and that's off the rim. No rebound off the hands of Sadie Hamilton. And what's the call?
Oh, they're going to call Sadie with the foul.
Sadie had her hands up on the ball. They, I guess, call her for going over the back.
Well, and I thought she actually got bumped by Jackson.
That's what I thought. Wow.
She was the one that did the bumping.
Wow. So five team fouls now on the Streaks. That's the first foul on Sadie. Nice pass into the paint goes to Jackson. Streaks weren't ready for that one. Jackson puts it up and in from five. And make it 12-11 Streaks, under 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sadie Hamilton holding on between the circles, now dribbles right, picks up and hands off to Jessica Lieber. Jessica dribbles down to the right baseline, scoops up a shot, can't hit, but a blocking foul is going to go against Megan Odell. Jeff Miller didn't like it, but I don't think Odell got set.
Well, and regardless, Odell didn't have an angle on her because no. Jessica pulled that one back and went sideways trying to get by her, and she clipped her.
So Jessica Lieber with 2 points, scored 28 in the game last night. And she is at the free throw line with two shots. Missed the first one after going 4-for-4 from the line last night. She also hit four three-pointers in the game last night against Effingham. 12-11, Streaks lead, 20.7 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot for Jessica Lieber is good.
13-11 now, Streaks with the two-point lead as Trojans look to break the press. They have a wide-open pass to Carver.
Travel, wow. And now
they're going to call. Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
Basically, what happened is that ball was thrown to Carver. Jort went to cut it off. She went and grabbed the ball, went traveled with it because her and Carver were fighting over it.
Yeah.
And then Carver turned around and handed it to Lieber, and Lieber took it away from her and got called for the hold.
Wow. So actually they called it on Sharon. So that's
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, so that's her first foul. 16 fouls now.
I didn't even think she was relevant in that play when things went down.
Shot from 15 up and no good by Jackson. Streaks have it. This is Sharon Diggins on the right wing. 5 seconds to play. Now 3-2. This is Sadie Hamilton. Fires a three, top of the key. It's short. And we have played one quarter of basketball. Kind of an interesting one. Kind of thought it would go that way as far as the guys in the stripes from what we've seen down here against Charleston in the past. But Streaks with a lead after one. It's Galesburg 13, Charleston 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everybody knows a game is better with a goal. The goal is better with announcers.
Goal!
Announcers are better in the movies.
In a world with no plot.
Movies are better with fast cars. Cars are better when they take you to McDonald's. McDonald's is better with Coke. Coke is even better when it's a buck. Get any size Coca-Cola or soft drink for $1 at McDonald's. And it really doesn't get any better than that. The simple joy of better. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 13-11. Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri on the floor for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber on the right wing with it here in the championship game from the Charleston Holiday Tournament. The Streaks and the host Charleston Trojans. Left wing, it's Paige Klink. Looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber out between the circles, being hounded by Yort. And now a reach foul on Yort. And that's the 15 foul now on Charleston. That's going to be the first on Megan Yort.
Well, Tom, as you said, in that first quarter, halfway through, this was the lowest scoring, and you're right now.
Yeah, now.
13 points in the quarter is the lowest output for the streak so far. 25 in the first two games, 18 in last night's game.
Now, Allison Mangieri on the feed from Sadie Hamilton, right wing. Three-pointer's no good, and another travel on the rebound by Jackson. She took a couple of steps, and they still didn't call it. Nice pass underneath to Carver, and she fouls Myra Diggins over the back. She missed the easy shot, went over Myra's back for the putback, and Carver picks up now her second foul. It was a nice feed from Courtney Gotsa, drew the defender on the left, made the nice bounce pass to the right. Carver couldn't hit the easy shot and then committed the foul.
Yeah, you can't miss those bunnies in there. That was an easy basket for her. Would have tied this game back up.
Both teams with six fouls, so both teams will be shooting free throws for the rest of the half. 7:23 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 13-11. Jessica Lieber gives to Sadie Hamilton out high, and Sadie's going to get called for the travel. Did that, tried to do that quick move. She did the ball fake, but then picked up that pivot foot before she put it on the floor.
Well, what she's been doing for most of the season so far, she's been adding that crossover dribble right at the beginning of that move, and that's what's kept her from having those that feet shuffle we saw a lot last year. Right there, she shuffled the feet just a little too much.
This is Odell with it on the right wing. Drives baseline, hook pass or wraparound pass to Yort on the left baseline. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Carver. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Now the second rebound from is up and no good. But Carver gets the third rebound and puts it up and in for Charleston. Now quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins misses the layup on the right side. And this is Odell with it. And a timeout called by Jeff Miller as Odell was bottled up down on the baseline with 6:52 to play. We're tied at 13. 30-second timeout called by Jeff Miller.
Who missed that last shot for the Streaks?
That was Sharon running down the right side. Had what wasn't an uncontested layup. There's a couple of white jerseys there and got a little bit soft off the glass. 13 apiece, 6:52 to play here in the championship game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. And, you know, it's understandable why there's not necessarily a lot of Streaks fans here. A long trip to make, but kind of disappointed. I'm sure Coach Miller is disappointed in the Charleston fan base. They really don't have a lot of fans over there.
Yeah, big game tonight, though, over at Eastern.
Yeah.
Eastern's playing the Murray State, and Murray State ranked for first time, I think you said, ever that they've had a ranked team.
Yeah, at play at Lance Gym, yeah. And long downcourt pass knocked away by Casey Williams in the backcourt. Ball goes to the floor. It's going to go off Charleston last, and the Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court. And another thing on top of that, we read in the paper, our local paper here this morning, not only the first time they've had a ranked team at Lance Gym, which they didn't know at the time that they decided to do this special, but because the Eastern students are out, they were doing a special. It's only $3 to get into the game tonight.
Yeah.
Top of the key, Rainey Sibley fakes the three, now holds on and gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Now right baseline, it's Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three. That one's in and out and hit once again. Casey Williams offers the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound tipped around, and we're going to have another tie-up. Sharon Diggins in there along with Megan O'Dell, and the possession arrow pointing toward Charleston with 6.5 to play in the first half. We're tied at 13 as Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Paige Klink, and Emma Junkcheck back in for Galesburg.
Streaks just 5 for 20 from the field right now.
Another long down court pass. York trying to run it down and stepped out of bounds. It shot out and then came back in. Thank you. Didn't think they were going to call it at first.
Yeah.
York stepped out of bounds, saved it back in, then came back in and grabbed the ball.
She can't be the first one to touch it. I was getting a little worried there for a second. Didn't look like it was going to get called.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought initially she had stepped out anyway when she had kind of saved it. This is Sadie Hamilton.
I don't know how they're calling that travel on her, and we've seen several where there's been just blatant travels.
Wait a minute, I thought she was already dribbling the ball when he blew
well,
the whistle.
Well, by the time he called it, yeah.
So Sadie Hamilton got called for a travel on that. 6:22 to play. Inbound comes to Carver in the backcourt. Now Odell, and her pass is stolen away by Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith on the dribble, left side, stops on the baseline, kicks out to Paige Klink on the left wing. Now it's Sadie Hamilton out of the key. Sadie fakes a three. Are you kidding me? She did not pick up her pivot foot that time.
No, he's just calling it every time right now. Third time, Sadie, in a row. Sadie touched the ball, tried to make a move. She's gotten called for a travel. Coach Massey not too happy. He's up off his perch now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Same official each time. Carver down on the left block. Five-footer's up and good, and Charleston takes the lead.
Well, especially after there's been more blatant travels.
Yeah.
Even if you're going to say that.
Right in front of that particular official. Out high left side, this is Hannah Smith, 15-13 Charleston. Hannah drives left side, up off the glass, short. Rebound comes down to Carver, off to Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Now swings it to York across midcourt. York gets it over to Odell, right wing. Now Gossett back to Odell, three-pointer up and no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. He's going to look, every time Sadie puts a ball on the floor, he's going to look for that and call it whether she does it or not. Now Paige Klink, a long three out high on the right side. It's good. Nothing but net. Paige Klink out in Jessica Howard territory on that one. Her first three of the game. First basket for the Streaks in the second quarter. Streaks retake the lead, 16-15. Carver has it across midcourt left side, runs it down, shoots over the top of Hannah Smith and got it up and in.
Nice basket right there by Carver. She did the jump stop and went straight up with it.
Emma Junk, left wing for the Streaks, gives to Hannah Smith. Now Sadie Hamilton out between the circles, gives to Paige Klink out high right side. 17-16 Charleston. Sadie runs down the right side of the lane. The runner is up and rolls around and falls off. Sat up there on the rim. Now Hannah Smith down with the offensive rebound. Put back is good, and she is fouled.
Hannah Smith been around the basket a lot lately, getting a lot of offensive rebounds. She was co-player of the game with Paige Klink in that Urbana game, as she picked up 9 rebounds in that game.
So the Streaks retake the lead, 18-17. The foul went against York. That's her second. And Hannah Smith converts the traditional three-point play. And they 18 play second quarter.
Well, at least Sadie had called for the travel that time.
That time. We'll see. Full court pressure is Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber check in for the Streaks. In the backcourt, this is Jackson with it. Cross midcourt to Odell, left side. Odell dribbles to the free throw line, passes to the left block, down to Carver, and her short shot gets stuck between the basket and the rim. You don't see that usually on a shot that short.
No. Where's the girl from Peoria Central?
Jemiah Carpenter. She jumped up there and knocked one of those out when that happened when we played Peoria Central last year.
I think Liz Watson should get up there, athletic director for Charleston.
She's got to be, what, about 6'1"?
Yeah,
so?
Easy.
Yeah, the official had to get another ball to throw it up there and get it.
Tom, they were waiting for you.
Yeah.
If we weren't so high, I think you would have gone after it.
Yeah, if they would have called me about 30 years ago, maybe. Sharon Diggins left baseline, three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound tipped around and goes to the floor, and we have a tie-up. Casey
travel.
Williams there. Yeah, because actually by Carver the time Casey got a hand on it, yes, Carver rolled over with it on the floor.
Well, and the other thing, after Shrine took that shot, she was boxed out into the bleachers almost, and no call. We've seen that called all throughout this tournament.
So, unfortunately, the possession error points toward Charleston. Rainey Sibley with a steal on the inbound.
Oh, wow. They're going to say that Rainey went out of bounds, but a good steal by Rainey, and yeah, she was pulled down by Mary Jackson.
Yeah, she went to the floor and had gotten hammered on that. Well, Charleston will try to inbound again and bring the length. Another long down court pass. This time goes to Gossett. Bounces overhead. She's able to run it down on the baseline. Now drives right baseline. Puts it up. No.
I don't even know who touched her. I don't think anybody was within 2 feet of her.
Well, they called Casey Williams, and I did not see any contact. Wow.
That's Casey's second. It's going to send Gossett to the line. First free throws for Gossett in the game. Carver's been to the line once before. The only other free throws for this Trojan team.
4:26 to play first half. 19-17 streaks lead as the first free throw is no good. Gossett with a deep knee bend before she almost fires it up there.
She looked like she was going to fall forward.
Yeah,
she had to like, get her balance back.
For the streaks, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins. 4:26 to play first half. 19-17 is the streaks lead. Second shot is up, and that one is good for Courtney Gossett. She's got 3 points in the game and make a 19-18 streak. Sharon Diggins on the right wing fires a three. Off the back iron hard. Casey Williams with the rebound. Straight on 12-footers up and good. Second basket of the ball game for Casey. Make a 21-18 streak. Long down court pass to Gossett. Gets it down the left block to York. She puts it up off the glass and in. She's got six. Make it 21-20. I'll take this speed of the game, though.
Yeah, well, especially considering they don't do a lot of subbing.
Yeah. Rainey Sibley gives to Sharon Diggins down on the low block left side. Turns up off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound up off the glass and got that one.
Jackson tried to flop right there and draw the charge. No call. Good no call by the official. And Sharon was able to gather a rebound and go back up.
And now a step out of bounds. No, a travel called on McLean Miller just in front of the Charleston bench with 3:49 to play in the half. Streaks leading 23-20. Danny Teal, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We saw Sharon get a nice post-up move like that in the game yesterday as well.
Yeah, she did, and she's been pretty strong inside as well, staying after the basketball and getting some offensive rebounds.
Hannah Smith has the ball right in the center circle on the dribble, 3:45 to play in the half. Ball knocked away on the sideline by McLean Miller. Streaks will inbound in front of the Charleston bench. It'll be Danny Teal to do the honors.
Have the Trojans even subbed yet? They subbed once, haven't they?
A couple of they've had Miller came in and one other. Who was it? And they had one other girl. Ronk came in briefly.
Very briefly. Yeah, these girls have to – this is going to be one of those games where the third quarter is going to be a huge test for this Trojan team.
Yeah, and he told me off there they really don't have any depth. Now it's Danny Teal right to baseline, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Now a jump ball called on the rebound. Nice hustle by Chloe Anderson and Danny Teal. And the Streaks are going to get it back on the alternate possession with 3:27 to play in the half. Now from the far sideline, Danny Teal to inbound. Boy, one of the Charleston fans giving it to that official.
Yeah, and
you
I don't know why.
You complain to that guy.
Because there was almost an over the back. If you want anything called, it was should have been over the back on Jackson because Chloe had the superior position there.
And that's the same guy that's been calling all the travels on Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah.
Allison Mangieri out high left side to the left wing to Danny Teal. Tap of the key goes to Hannah Smith. 3:15 to play in the half. Right wing, Allison Mangieri fires a long three. It's off. Rebound comes down to York, goes to the floor.
Call following Chloe. Yeah.
And that should have been a travel. York came down and just turned. Chloe was there. There wasn't any contact initially. She picked up the pivot foot. Then there was a collision. So Chloe gets called for the foul. We'll walk it down that way, and York will have a chance of the one and bonus.
18 fouls down the streaks. 23-20, they lead it with 3:09 left to go in this first half.
First foul on Chloe Anderson in the ball game. As Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins and Rainey Sibley check back in for Galesburg. 3:09 to play. At the free throw line is Megan Yort, 5'4 junior guard for Charleston.
So her first trip to the free throw line. 6 points on the game so far. 2 rebounds, 1 offensive.
Interesting pre-free throw.
Her and Gossett must train together.
Free throw is no good. Rebound off the hands of Jackson, and Paige Klink runs it down. Gets to Emma Junk in the backcourt. Back to Paige Klink. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle, right wing to Sharon Diggins. Now it's Emma Junk out high right side to Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. Like to see Rainey put it on the floor and go around Gossett. Now Paige Klink, long three-pointer out high on the right side. No. Myra Diggins there with a rebound. Put back no good, but she gets fouled, and it's going to go against either Jackson or Gossett. It goes against Mary Jackson. That is her second foul. And 18 fouls now on Charleston as Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. Myra has not scored yet in the ball game.
Jackson, Carver, and Gossett all with 2 fouls so far for this Trojan team. All starters as well.
First free throw up and no good by Myra Diggins with 2:48 to play here in the first half. Second one no good. Jackson down with a rebound. Streaks pick up with pressure. They get it to Miller across midcourt left side. Carried it, no call. Now her pass tipped by Paige Klink. Now it gets to the right baseline to Odell. Odell has the ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Now Myra knocks it away as Odell tried to get it back, and Paige Klink comes up with it for the streaks. 2:30 to play in the half. 23-20 streaks. Sharon Diggins gives to Emma Jack. Out high left side to Paige Klink. Paige stops, top of the key. Gets to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Sharon drives baseline. And
wow.
A push call.
They're going to call it on McLean Miller.
I don't know where that came from.
No, I thought it was a pretty clean play by McLean.
Yeah,
I think she might have gotten her
hand
on her.
Yeah, might have had the hand on her. Yeah, for the hand check. But that's rarely called in this day and age either. And Sharada made a nice move, and she was getting ready to make that bounce pass to Meyer, who had turned and gotten good post-up position on the weak side.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprising call right there after what we've seen.
So Sharon Diggins at the free throw line, chance of the one and bonus. Its shot rolls off and no good. Rebound out to Jackson as Chloe Anderson, Marissa Miller, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams check back in for the streaks. Now Allison Mangieri replaces Sharon Diggins as Jessica Lieber knocks the ball away, and Charleston will have to bring it from three-quarter court with 2:17 to play in the half. Streaks lead 23-20.
Jackson and Carver have been active on the boards for this Trojan team. They've combined for 11 rebounds so far.
And it comes to Gossett in the backcourt. Back to Jackson. Jackson, long down court pass right side to York. York, right baseline, fires a 14-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Odell. Out high it goes to Gossett, left side. Now to Jackson inside the top of the key. Odell, left wing. She'll fire a three-pointer and got it. First made three of the ball game for Charleston. We're tied at 23. Now Allison Mangieri, a three of her own for the right wing, is short. Rebound comes out to Odell. Long down court pass to Gossett. Down in one-on-one against Casey Williams. Casey blocks the shot. Nice defensive play by Casey Williams. Got the hand right on top of the ball. Blocked it away out of bounds. And the Trojans will have it on the left baseline. 1:48 to play in the half. We are tied at 23.
Yeah, good defensive play by Chloe to hustle back down the floor. It looks like any chance the Trojans get, they're going to try to get a run out. And that's exactly what happened right there. And a good play again by Casey Williams.
Now a three-pointer fired by Jackson, no good. Allison Mangieri down with a rebound for the streaks. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. 1:40 to play in the half. Now it's Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Gets out high to Casey Williams. Now it's Jessica Lieber between the circles. Gets a pick from Casey Williams. Hesitation dribble down the right side. Scoops a shot up off the glass and got it.
She has such touch going to the basket.
And this is a nice job of using that pick we talk about sometimes. Now Jessica Lieber steals the inbound, fires a three, left baseline. It's long. Rebound comes down to Ronk, who's in for Charleston. Now Jackson has it. Gives to Odell. Now this is York, two-on-one break. York stops, 14-footer, right wing is no good. Rebound off the hands of, going over the back. Gossett went over the back of Allison Mangieri. Not only should have been a foul, but the ball went off out of bounds off of Gossett, but the ball is going back to Charleston.
Yeah. Jeez.
I was just going to say, we talked sometimes more so off the air about the players not using the pick, not going off and using the pick to lose the defender. Jessica Lieber does a really good job of that.
She does. She does a good job of doing the hip rub.
This is Ronk, has a pass, has her ball stolen away by Sadie Hamlin, who's back in with Paige Klink, Danny Teal, Emma Junk, and Sharon Diggins. This is Emma Junk, top of the key, gives to Danny Teal on high right side, 57 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins fires a three out high, left side, and got it. Sharon with her second three of the ball game. She's got 9 points, make it 28-23 streaks, full court pressure. Jackson looking, finally gets it into York, but she gets bumped by Danny Teal. Danny got there a little bit too late, went after the steal, got there a little too late, and picks up the foul. That's her first, and we'll walk it back the other way. York will go to the free throw line with another chance of the one and bonus.
Good recognition right there by Sadie after getting burned at least a handful of times. Odell tried to go deep again, and Sadie recognized, and that took the pass away. And like you said, unfortunately, Danny was just a smidge short there, getting there to try to knock that pass away. It could have resulted in a turnover there.
Myra Diggins and Jessica Lieber check back in. They're in with Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Sharon Diggins. York at the free throw line. Interesting pre-free throw ritual. She bends over, dribbles, touches her left foot out, and then brings it back, and then takes a deep squat and puts it up, and she hasn't been successful with it yet.
No, 0 for 2.
Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Hands off to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. 38 seconds to play in the half. Jessica Lieber has it poked away by York, and the Streaks will have it back at midcourt. York with quick hands. Jessica's not going to be able to do the crossover dribble against her.
No, good quick hands there, and she was sitting on the crossover dribble. I guess she's seen it one too many times. And sometimes the best dribble when they've seen that by Jessica would be the feint and go to the left, and really you'd leave her in your dust.
Myra on the right wing gets to Sadie Hamilton on top of the key. Now it's Jessica Lieber out between the circles with it. Right wing to Sharon Diggins. Fires another three. That one's off the mark. Rebound weak side tipped up by Myra Diggins, but Gossett comes down with it for Charleston. 20 seconds to play. In the backcourt, this is Jackson with 18. gets it across midcourt, right wing to Yort with 15. Yort on the right wing, back out to Jackson near midcourt with 12. Down to the left baseline, Carver, a 10-footer up and good. She's got a nice touch out there. She's got 8 in the quarter, 9 for the game, 5 seconds to play, 28-25 streaks. Jessica Lever stops at the free throw line, 14-footer up, banks it in! And we have played one half of basketball. Good way to end for the streaks with a bit of a flurry. At the half, it is Galesburg 30, Charleston 25 in the championship of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Hopefully we get a chance to chat with Liz Watson, the athletic director here at Charleston High School. 30-25 at the half. We'll take this timeout. Come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I noticed something the other day. Everywhere I went, there was a city bus stop. I thought, maybe I should be taking the bus. It would obviously fit in my routine. Plus, I'd save a few bucks. I went home and Googled Galesburg Bus. I had schedules, fare pricing, rider's etiquette, everything I needed to know in just two clicks. I also learned that a driver won't stop in the middle of a block. I need to wait for the bus at the corner of any intersection, bus bench, or bus shelter.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
This is it. Yen's 50th anniversary blowout sale now through tomorrow with unbelievably low pricing that won't be extended into 2012. Check out the new 2012 Sonic LT with a 35-mile-per-gallon rating and at a blowout price of $16,991. See the popular 2012 crossover Chevy Equinox. Yen has 12 in stock, all with a 32-mile-per-gallon rating and at a blowout price of $23,939. Buy a new 2011 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab and save $9,000. Yen made a special purchase of new 2011 Chevy Impala. And for the year-end 50th anniversary blowout, drop prices to an unheard-of low. Buy a full-power cloth interior 2011 Chevy Impala for just $15,745 or a full-power leather interior 2011 Impala for just $17,955. And Yen has over 200 pre-owned vehicles all marked with anniversary blowout prices. But hurry, it ends tomorrow. Yen Chevrolet Buick GMC on Henderson Street in Galesburg and at yemauto.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at Charleston High School, we are at halftime of the championship game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Streaks lead 30-25. Galesburg was up 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. And now leads 30-25 at the half. Been a very good first half of basketball. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Halftime guest tonight brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Tournament director, athletic director here at Charleston High School, Liz Watson. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate this.
Well, it's been a really fun tournament. Obviously, some changes from last year or the last several years where you've had boys and girls tournaments. The boys tournament disbanded, and some of the teams, including our boys team, went and played over at Taylorville. But this has still been a very nice tournament here at Charleston High School.
We're so fortunate to still have this. We had some community members step up and decided to sponsor this for us so we at least could keep our girls here at home, and we're just so thankful that all the other teams that were in the tournament last year, minus T-Town, were able to come and join us back again this year.
And, take away one of the teams that really struggled here. There's been some very, very competitive games. It's been fun to watch.
Fortunately, it seems like all the teams are pretty much equally matched. The talent level has been such where it's even across the board. Yes, there are some standouts, but all in all, it makes for great basketball games.
And you're familiar with great high school basketball, as you played for a pretty better than average team in your days up at the Loyola Academy.
Oh, the glory days you're bringing up now.
But, of course, we're happy to have one up on you here in Galesburg. Not that I had anything to do with it, but no, you played on just an absolutely outstanding team that actually was on the verge of a three-peat here in the state of Illinois, which is very impressive. And, of course, the streak, Sarah Larson with a put-back basket with a couple of seconds left that gave us the win, and you were on the floor when that happened.
Yes, I was, fortunately or unfortunately. But that's so nice of you to bring up. I had a wonderful experience in high school, and that carried me on through into college as well. Playing against Galesburg was just a fantastic experience, and then just kept that drive for the love of athletics, obviously, now in my role as athletic director, and seeing female athletics continue to grow, especially down here in Charleston.
Tom, I thought you promised that you weren't going to bring that up for us.
Did I actually promise it? I said I would talk about the
it
tournament.
It is a little bit of a sore spot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's, 11 well,
that,
years later.
It was a great years. Team, though, that you played on.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of unheard of to have that caliber of girls all in one team. And, yes, I was a private school, so obviously people automatically think recruiting, yada, yada, yada. But, no, we had a great coach, we had great talent, and we all meshed well together, and that's what it turns out to have a successful team.
Now, where did you end up playing your college ball at?
I got a full ride to Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I played there for 2 years, and actually in my second year there, we made it to the NCAA tournament, which was the first time in that school's history, and we played Duke in our first round, which my high school teammate, Olga Guzanovich, was on that team at the time. So we got to go down there at the Cameron Crazies and have a fun time there.
And that's one of the names I know the people, the Galesburg fans remember, Olga. How can you forget her? I didn't realize you told us yesterday how great an athlete she was, not only there on a basketball scholarship, but also
partial tennis scholarship.
Wow.
Yes, yeah,
that's amazing.
She finished in the top three in the state tournament for the IHSA when she was in high school in singles, and she ended her career at Duke for basketball, but continued on with tennis to finish up. Yeah.
Well, again, this has been an absolutely outstanding tournament here that you guys have hosted. You've done a great job with it. Hopefully plans to continue it.
There's always hope to continue. Yeah. As long as we have sponsors and great teams and great radio, great media like you guys here, I mean, that's all we can ask for.
Well, radio anyway.
We'll keep it at that.
Well, and of course, with the radio people like us, we always appreciate the hospitality rooms. And this, I got to say, is one of the best.
Yeah, we definitely put out a spread this year, didn't we?
Tom's been raving all tournament long. The radio station's well aware of everything he's had to eat.
Well, our news director always wants to know also. We always talk about who has the best concessions stands and the best hospitality rooms, and you guys are definitely right up there. So
nice.
There
I'm glad to know we took first place in something, then. That's always good.
And by the way, part of this isn't because she let you take home a doggy bag.
Well, I was going to ask about that for tonight because
I,
you know,
it on him.
I was going to ask about that for tonight. Do you have any left down there?
By all means, I'll seek a separate stash just for you.
Liz, thank you so much for joining us, and again, we've really enjoyed being here in the hospitality. It's just been a great tournament.
I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you for being here.
All right, that is
thanks, Liz.
Tournament director and athletic director here at Charleston High School, Liz Watson. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Craddy. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies with an overnight low around 32. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching 52. And tomorrow night for your New Year's Eve, look for cloudy skies and breezy, a low of 35. New Year's Day, partly sunny skies, windy and colder with a high reaching 39. And Sunday night, cloudy skies, a low around 22. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Streaks lead at halftime 30-25. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Actually, we'll do this as a halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Taylorville beat Eisenhower earlier in the third-place game, 51-46. Streaks leading 30-25 at halftime. Jessica Lieber, 7 points for the Streaks, 9 points from Sharon Diggins to lead the way with a couple of three-pointers, two apiece for Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, and 3 points for Paige Klink, 4 for Casey Williams, 3 for Hannah Smith. Streaks just 3 for 8 from the foul line, and Charleston not lighting up from the free throw line either, just 2 for 6.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. Turnovers, 14-7, so the Streaks have a plus 7 there. Streaks are being out-rebounded 27-14. Big numbers so far.
Charleston with the ball to start the second half, but they turn it over as the inbound pass from Jackson went right into the hands of Sadie Hamilton. Sadie has the top of the key, gives to Myra Diggins on high right side to Jessica Lieber toward the right wing, and that's tried to get the backdoor pass to Myra Diggins. Didn't get quite enough height on it, and it's stolen away by Jackson.
Yeah, she tried to throw it across her body as kind of a no-look fashion, and it just didn't get enough on it.
Yort on the right wing overthrows Gossett down on the left baseline, and the Streaks get it back as the teams exchange turnovers to start this third quarter.
Sizzling start to this third quarter, 3 straight turnovers. 30 points at halftime, the least amount of points scored by the Streaks in the first half yet. 38 was the next least against Urbana, but they really called off the dogs in the second quarter in that game.
Jessica Lieber, top of the key against York. Man-to-man defense again by Charleston. Lieber on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles right.
What? They're going to call Sadie with a
little
screen.
She was just standing there. She wasn't even setting a pick.
No.
Unbelievable.
She put her arm out, but I don't even think she moved.
This is the same guy that's called all the travels on Sadie. This is unbelievable. I don't know why he has a problem with her, but apparently he does. Wow.
She doesn't smile enough, probably.
I mean, Jessica wasn't even dribbling near her trying to – she wasn't trying to set a pick. Jessica wasn't trying to use a pick. Unbelievable. 2 fouls on Sadie. First foul, team foul in the second half on the Streaks. Now shot no good. Casey Williams with a rebound and a bit of a makeup call. Fouls called on Carver, as it was a different official that Evan Matthews was getting a chance to talk to after that last bad call on Sadie.
Well, and needless to say, I mean, with her not even trying to set a screen, she didn't even make contact with anybody, so I don't know how you could call a foul if there's no contact.
Jessica Lieber tried to get Chloe Anderson on the right wing. The ball just went right through Chloe's hands. Couldn't put the clamps on it, so the Streaks turn it over again. Nobody scored yet here in the second half. 30-25, Streaks lead, 7:03 to play third quarter. Got to be a 5-second call. Still, nobody
touched the
ball.
He's got his hand up as if it was 5.
Wow, how do you not call that? The ball bounced. Now Jessica Lieber out high left side, fires a 3 and got it. I guess we'll take that instead.
Yeah, Coach Massey will gladly take that instead if he's not going to call the
I mean, how do you not call the 5? She threw the ball in, and I don't know if he stopped counting. The ball bounced. Nobody had touched it. That was well more than 5 seconds. Full timeout called. Okay, full timeout called by who called it? I guess Charleston. 6:56 to play here in the in the third quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. We're driving a certified pre-owned 2011 Nissan Altima. Very, very nice car. Now, with the certified pre-owned vehicles, over 150-point vehicle inspection, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, 24-hour emergency roadside assistance, Title Guard Plus title insurance that helps protect against title defects, car rental reimbursement, trip interruption coverage, and the optional Security Plus pre-owned service plan. Now, also with all the certified pre-owns from 2008 through 2011, 1.9% financing for 72 months on all certified pre-owned. So check out this nice silver Altima and all the other certified pre-owns at Galesburg Nissan and all the new Nissan vehicles there as well, just off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg.
Streaks shot at 31% in that first half, 3 of 20 from 3, 37%, including 1 of 5 for 3 for Charleston.
Odell across midcourt left side, stopped at the free throw line, gives left baseline to Carver, 10-footer is an air ball. Jessica Lieber down with a weak side rebound. Jessica on the dribble across midcourt, gives to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Sharon swings it over to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. She'll fire the 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound comes down off the hands of a couple of players. Finally, as Jackson runs it down, threw an elbow at Sharon Diggins, no call. Fortunately, didn't make contact. Now Jackson still on the dribble in the backcourt. Across midcourt, right side, picks it up right of the center circle, looking for help. Splits the defenders, now gets it off to York out high on the right side. Right baseline goes to Well, let's see. Jackson. It was Gossett. Now it's right back to, is that Jackson that
got
that one?
Jackson
laid
that.
It up and in. So she's got 4 points. Now Chloe Anderson down on the right block. She loses the handle on it. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Gossett, but the ball is still going to go back to Charleston, even though it went off them last.
Yeah.
6:08 to play. I mean,
so it
Gossett
goes.
Knocked it out of bounds, and official didn't make. He just nonchalantly turned, pointed back that way. Jackson inbound, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton in for the streaks. Odell gets to Carver on the right wing. Carver holding on, looking for some help, puts it on the floor, now picks up and gets to Odell on high on the right side. She traveled
so,
right in front of the official. Just shuffled her feet, and he didn't call it. Shot up and no good. Carver down with a rebound now, and over the back is going to go against Carver.
That's her fourth.
Sadie had the inside position, so yeah, Courtney Carver just picked up. Oh, no, I see. I only had it for two. They just said it was her third. But still,
okay.
Yeah, that's her third, though.
I thought she picked up. Didn't she pick up the one at the beginning of this quarter?
No, that was. Who was that? I'm not even. Might have been Gossett. I'm not sure. Now Sadie has it down on the right block.
Jeez.
Leans in, can't hit the shot. Second shot is no good. Got fouled on the second one. Both Sadie and Odell. A bit shaken up, or rather Jackson. Now Gossett runs it down the left side. She lays it up and in. And make it 33-29, streaks 5:26 to play third quarter. This is Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, dribbles down the left side and bumped, and no call, gets knocked out of bounds by Jackson, and no call. Are you kidding me now? Odell brings it to the right side, nice look underneath the Gossett on the left side, lays it up and can't hit. Now Carver knocks a rebound away. And
I thought she had established herself in bounds, but I saw that call coming right when she caught it.
Yep, they're going to say Hannah Smith was out of bounds, and I don't know how Sadie doesn't go to the free throw line on that. She got knocked out of bounds.
Yeah.
So back in for the streaks, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Myra Diggins. Odell to inbound, gets it out to Carver out on the left side. It's stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon gets knocked to the floor by Yort, and that's going to be the third foul on Megan Yort and the third team foul now on Charleston here in the second half. 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Streaks leading 33-29 here in the championship of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. I just had a feeling this was going to get to be kind of an ugly game, not unlike when we played Charleston 2 years ago on this floor.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the streaks aren't helping it out because they're not shooting very well either.
Inbound comes to Rainey Sibley out right of the center circle. She's holding on, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Now Sharon Diggins, right baseline, double pick. Fires a three and got it.
Maybe Sharon's starting to heat it up.
She's got
12.
Two
of the last three.
36-29 streaks. Odell in the center circle traveled again. Gets to York. She traveled with it. Now gets it underneath to Miller. She lays it up and in. Miller gets her first basket, 36-31. Sharon, another three. Right wing is good. But there's a foul after the basket underneath. And who's it on?
It looks like Rainey. The basket is good.
Myra Diggins gets called for a push, and she's like, what? And I agree. What? I have no idea where that came from. Second foul on Myra. Two threes in a row by Sharon. She's got 15, make a 39-31 streaks. This is Miller across midcourt left side, dribbles into the paint.
Travels
again, no call.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
And she still hasn't left the lane.
Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Sharon runs it down right side, gets hammered, no call, rebound. Rainey Sibley puts it up and got it. Unbelievable. Everybody in the gym, even the Charleston fans, were wondering why that travel wasn't called. And she just did it again. Out high right side, Gossett. Look underneath to Yort. Five-footers up and good for Megan Yort.
Wow, I just can't believe how blatant that was.
Now Sharon Diggins has a shot, 10-footer on the right baseline, blocked by Jackson. Jackson comes down with it, knocks Sharon to the floor, throws the ball off Sharon's leg, out of bounds. And Sharon and Myra had her bottled up, and Evan Massey just kind of shaking his head now.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of contact going on down here,
yeah.
And nothing's getting called on the streaks end of the floor.
But that, like you said, that travel was just so blatant. Everybody in the gym saw it except the three guys in the stripe.
Well, and she never left the paint either, so it should have been a three-second call.
Ball knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Hannah Smith comes up with the streaks. Kicks out to Chloe Anderson, left wing. Now back to Hannah Smith, left baseline. She'll fire the three. It's good! Hannah Smith with 6 points and make it 44-33. Biggest lead of the ball game for the streaks at 11 points, 3:40 to play third quarter.
Well, the third quarter we talked about was going to be a pivotal one, as you're going to see the fatigue start to set in for this Charleston ball club.
Gossett has it on the right wing, swings it to Odell on the left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Miller, looking for help. Now to Odell on the left wing. She'll fire the three, and that's off the mark. Rebound to Chloe Anderson, who's in there with Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, and Allison Mangieri. And Hannah gets bumped at midcourt. And the foul's going to go against Yort, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So Megan Yort with four, and that's now four team fouls on Charleston. With 3:18 to play in the third, Streaks leading 44-33. Emma Junk, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Randy Sibley, Sharon Diggins back in for the Streaks. In for
Rock
Charleston.
And yeah. Carver come back in.
So Miller and Yort go to the bench. Randy Sibley to inbound just in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. Into the backcourt to Paige Klink. 3:17 to play in the third, 44-33 Streaks. Right wing, it goes to Myra Diggins out high. It's Emma Junk, top of the key, it's Paige Klink. Right wing to Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives right baseline and gets bumped by Odell. And that'll be the second foul on Odell. And now five team fouls here in the second half on Charleston.
Sharon's done a good job of deciding when to drive, but I think she should just pull the three because Odell still laid off of her sitting on that drive, and that's why she was able to catch up with her. Now, there was a foul, but regardless, Sharon can't be afraid to shoot that, especially with how hot she's been.
And she fires a long three from the right side, a little bit short, slightly out of her range there, and the ball just grazes the rim and falls out of bounds, so Charleston will bring it the length of the court with 3:02 to play in the third quarter. Long down court pass again. Gossett gets behind the defense. Paige Klink nearly knocks it away from her. Gossett, though, able to gather it and put it up and in. Nice play defensively by Paige, but a good play by Gossett to gather the ball in and get the shot off. Emma Junk, top of the key, left wing. Rainey Sibley. Rainey drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Paige Klink. Long three from the right side. Off the rim, no. And the ball falls out of bounds, and Charleston brings it the length again with 2:45 to play. Streaks lead 44-35.
Well, this is not what the Streaks want to do. You don't want to start taking these long threes. They're shooting them from 2 to 3 feet behind the three-point arc. Get in a little bit closer. Right there, Paige could have taken a dribble in and went right into her shot. A lot of these Streaks aren't familiar with shooting like this.
Odell with it on the long pass. Runs it down the right side. Lays it up and good. And a foul called on Casey Williams again. Not sure there was enough contact to be a foul.
Well, but once the official was behind, and right when he saw that Casey was that close to her, you know that call's going to come even if there's space in between.
So Dell puts the shot in, and she'll have one free throw to go along with it, make it 44-37. That is the third foul on Casey's. Free throw up is up and good for Megan Odell, make it 44-38.
Cuts it down to a six-point lead now for the Streaks.
Jessica Lieber, three from out high on the right side is good, and Charleston coach Jeff Miller was yelling at his players. He could just see that one coming. Nobody's coming out to guard Jessica. Now Allison Mangieri, the steal on the inbound, lays it up and in. First basket for Allison, and it's back to an 11-point lead again, 49-38. Now Odell gets behind the Streaks defense again, lays it up and in.
You know, at some point here, Coach Massey's going to have to play somebody at free safety because this is where they're getting all their points right now. Is on the fast break.
Casey Williams, top of the key, three-pointer off the back rim, no. Rebound tipped out, and it's run down by Ronk, who traveled with it again, picked up the pivot foot, but gets it to Gossett. Gossett on the dribble, cross midcourt, left side, and traveled. She picked up, she shuffled her feet. She switched the pivot foot. The ball goes to the floor. Streaks are going to get it. Finally, the Charleston fans are wanting a foul, which there wasn't. I mean, literally, Gossett stopped, and she couldn't stop herself, slid her foot, then pivoted to the other foot. Wow.
Yeah, and I can't believe this. I mean, it's not like it's happening where the officials are being blocked.
Yeah, it's just, wow. Anyway, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley in for the Streaks. Paige Klink, top of the key.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so Emma Junk was trying to run the baseline, kind of got forced to go out of bounds.
And she didn't come right back in bounds. She ran the baseline for too long. And they're saying that she went out of play.
So the Streaks, and it was nowhere near the ball. The ball was out near the top of the key at that point.
That is the second time I've ever seen that called. The last time was last year. I think we were playing Allman or UT, I think.
Sadie Hamilton called for the foul on Miller, got it down on the left block. And once again, Sadie got ball on that, but she brought the arm down. And the official that doesn't care too much for her made the call on that one. So at the free throw line, it is McLean Miller. Her first shot is up and good. And it's now 49-41 Streaks, 1:39 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks have twice had an 11-point lead here in this quarter.
Well, every time the Streaks have gotten something to go, they end up getting beat long, and then the league gets trimmed right back down. That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to have to play somebody at free safety or at least have somebody looking for that right away.
Second free throw was good. Make it 49-42. Paige Plink, top of the key with it. Right wing to Sharon Diggins. Wide open three-pointer. Had all kind of time to set up, but she was short on that one. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Are you kidding me?
I think this guy has made every call against Sadie.
Oh, no, he called that one on Emma Junk.
No, he didn't.
No, it went. Yeah, he said 5-2. Yeah.
Okay.
But either way, I mean, there was no, I don't know, unbelievable. Wow. So Emma picks up her first foul. That's a 15-foul foul on the streak. I thought he was going to call it against Sadie, too, since just because she was in the vicinity.
Good now, job by Sadie there. She hustled over, knocked the ball away, went and saved it, and just kind of rolled it back in bounds. Unfortunately, Myra wasn't able to get there in time. Coach Massey not happy. He feels that the Charleston players are hooking to get free on this.
And now another long pass. Odell able to run it down the baseline. Lost it. That's got to be a double. Out of bounds.
It did.
She caught it and traveled, and then the ball went out of bounds. Streets will take it back the other way.
Yeah, she pinned that one right on the baseline, so it was an easy call.
1:18 to play in the quarter. Streets lead 49-42. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Gets to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton. Out high left side. It goes to Jessica Lieber. Dribbles right. Stops. Top of the key. Fires a three. Got knocked off again when they went to turn to block her out. And the whole tournament, they've been calling the foul on that one, and now they're not even paying attention. Ball falls out of bounds, but it goes off Charleston. Last page, Clink inbound on the right baseline for the Streaks. Into Sharon Diggins, right wing. Fakes the three, drives baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. But a foul is going to be called on Odell, and that is going to be her third foul.
Odell, or is it going to go?
Oh,
yeah, it's going to go against Carver. That's
her
fourth.
That's her fourth. Okay, so Odell still with just two fouls, Carver with four. I thought that was Odell down there on the baseline. First free throw for Sharon goes in and out. No good. But that one went way down in and popped back out. 15 points on the night for Sharon Diggins, including 4 3-pointers. Second shot, that one is short. Rebound comes down to Jackson for Charleston. 1:03 to play. Jackson trapped up by Paige Plink and Myra Diggins. That's what, I don't know how many times they've had to throw the ball off the Streaks player's legs, and she threw it off Myra's leg that time.
Streaks got to realize that when they trap Jackson up, that's going to be her first move. So you want to try to jump your feet away from the ball. So when she tries to do it, it hits ground.
Now McClain. Oh, boy, that's a hook. I was that. Gosh.
Oh, Jackson, now we're going to get a foul on Lieber.
Jackson was trapped on the sideline, put her arm around. I think it was Jessica Lieber hooked her to get around on the sideline and pushed her out of the way. And
it was actually
got
Paige.
Away with it.
Yeah,
oh, Paige.
But,
okay.
But
yeah.
Jessica gets called for her first. I thought I had her for one array, but I guess her first foul.
That was the first I had her for.
Okay.
16 fouls now on the Streaks. Miller with it. Out high to Jackson, out near midcourt on the right side. Dribbles toward the center circle, now overthrows Gossett. That was just a bad pass. Gossett had no chance of getting that one. The Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 43.7 to play here in the third quarter.
24th turnover now for the Charleston Trojans.
49-42 Streaks. Jessica Lieber brings it across midcourt, working against Gossett. Gets to Myra Diggins on the right wing, top of the key. Sadie Hamilton may have traveled that time, and the official didn't call it. In the paint, kicks it out now to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Drives down the right side of the lane, scoops the shot up, no, but draws the contact. I believe it's going to go against Gossett.
It does
go against Courtney Gossett. That's her third foul.
Jessica 1-for-2 in the game from the stripe. Streaks not, you know, the Streaks have shot it pretty well during the tournament and not shooting it very well from the free throw line today.
13 points on the night for Jessica Lieber. 30.1 to play in the third quarter. First free throw is up and good.
In the tournament coming in, 8-for-10 is Jessica Lieber in this tournament. So she's really shot it well from the free throw line. 2-of-3 now in this one, so she's 10-of-13 overall.
50-42 Streaks lead championship game. Charleston Holiday Tournament as Jessica Lieber nails a second to make it 51-42, 9-point lead with 29 seconds to play. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Shot up, and she gets hammered by Jackson. And that's going to be the third foul, I believe, on Mary Jackson. That is her third. So, boy, a lot of foul trouble now for Charleston. And their coach even said they do not have a very deep bench.
Carver with 4, Jort with 4. Jackson Gossett with 3, Odell with 2.
Jessica Lieber misses that one after just hitting 2 in a row. 25.5 now to play. Checking in for the first time tonight, or actually it's Ronk that's back in. Janelle Ronk, a 5'9 senior. She replaces Carver, who's got the 4 fouls. 25.5 to play third quarter. Jessica Lieber can give the Streaks a 10-point lead and does make it 52-42 Streaks as she hits 1-of-2. Full court pressure. Gossett across midcourt left side. Left wing, ball tipped away by Sharon Diggins with 20.7 to play in the third, and Charleston will have it on the far sideline.
Gossett pretty much had to let that one go just because her momentum was taking her and she was going to travel if she didn't. Tried to toss that to Odell, but a good heads-up play by the streak defender knocked it out of bounds.
Probably wouldn't have mattered, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Pass cross-court to Odell, drives into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer. It's short. Rebound tipped up by Myra Diggins. Odell able to get it back, though. Nice look underneath to Ronk. Dribbles to the right, lays it up and in. Ronk with her first basket, 9 seconds of play. Now with 8, Jessica Lieber, long three out high on the right side. Good, got fouled, but no call. Got knocked to the floor by Gossett, 2 seconds to play. And the Streaks with another 11-point lead for the third time in this ballgame, all in the third quarter. Streaks with an 11-point lead. After three, it is Galesburg 55, Charleston 44. We'll take this timeout, come back with a final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stock up with great dollar deals now during Menards' year-end sale. Save big on a 20-inch Irwin handsaw free after rebate. Pick up a retractable utility knife for only $1. An 8-pack of furniture sliders for just $2. A 4-piece plier set is only $5. Plus many more great dollar deals now during Menards' year-end sale. And while you're shopping, register for your chance to win a Chrysler 300 Limited.
Save big money at Menards.
It's like sunshine.
It's orange.
Ooh, I look good in orange.
I love purple.
Purple?
That's so last year.
Orange is the color for 2012. Pick up the new orange WGIL button and stick it on your coat, your hat, your purse. If you're spotted wearing the new orange button, you could win up to $500 in cash. And I'm certain you look good in cash.
Cash!
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com. Juice up your wallet with cash. Pick up a new orange WGIL button at any participating sponsor and wear it to win. Details at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play in the championship game from Charleston High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Charleston Trojans 55-44. Streaks with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Myra Diggins with it right wing. Now it's Sadie Hamilton out high right side. Gets to Jessica Lieber outside the center circle. Jessica Lieber on the dribble right side, goes to the baseline, has it knocked away, and it goes off of Jessica's leg last. I think she got kind of tripped up going between a couple of defenders and lost the handle on it.
Realistically, there was a double dribble there. She tried to collect it, and it kind of slipped out of her hand, and she just kept going with it.
York checks back in already for Charleston and replaces McLean Miller. Streaks pick up with full court pressure, and it'll be Jackson to inbound. And it comes to York. York on the dribble in the backcourt. Picks up, look for help, trapped up, and traveled again, and now finally gets a pass off to Jackson. Jackson's still in the backcourt. Gets it down on the right side to Ronk, and she stepped on the baseline. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't think he was going to call it either.
And even from it up was here pretty blatant.
Yeah, up here from where we're at, she had her white shoe on the red baseline. They have the wide baseline paint in the red, and now Ronk's going to go to the bench, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Carver back in for Charleston. Jessica Lieber gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Now it's Myra Diggins to Sadie Hamilton out high left side. 7:24 to play. Top of the key, Jessica Lieber fires a three. That one's short. Rebound out long to Myra Diggins. To Paige Klink, right wing, fires a three. It's good! Paige Klink with her second of the ball game. Make it 58-44 Streaks. Biggest lead of the ball game. Now a double dribble. Oh, wow! Oh, my goodness. A double dribble by Jackson. And the official calls a bump. A blocking foul on Allison Mangieri. Unbelievable.
Well, this guy's been...
I've never seen anything like it.
This guy's been all over the place all game long. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
And even if there was contact, which I don't think there was, she had already committed the double dribble.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. I mean, this is right in front of the guy. Free throw, fortunately, is no good, but Carver down with a rebound. 5-footer up and no good. Rebound tipped out by Myra Diggins, but it's going to go off the hand of Sadie Hamilton last. 7:05 to play in the ball game. It's almost comical. It's so bad.
Well, luckily, I guess the Streaks already have a 14-point advantage. So, I mean, they're sitting with that right now.
I'm tempted to ask Galesburg boys assistant coach Rob Williams if all Southern Illinois officiating is like this. Okay, he said only when you play on the road, which we are, so there you go. Casey Williams gets knocked on the floor. It set a pick. Gets knocked down. No call. Nice pass underneath to Chloe Anderson. Couldn't hit the shot. Streaks are going to get it back.
The faithful from Charleston weren't happy, but it was clear that Gossett knocked that one out of bounds. So,
Rainey Sibley in. Chloe Anderson Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber. Inbound pass tip. Chloe Anderson able to come down with it. Sharon Diggins drives into the paint, kicks out to Casey Williams. Right baseline, 18-footer is up. Off the rim long. Rebound off the hand of Rainey Sibley. It's going to go back the other way to Charleston with 6:43 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 58-44. It'll be Jackson to inbound, full court pressure. They were looking for the long pass again. It wasn't there. Casey Williams back defending. Jackson gets it into York. Back to Jackson. Now gets it across midcourt to Gossett.
I don't think Jackson wants to bring it up not anymore because she knows she double dribbles.
Three-pointer left wing by Odell is up and no good. Casey Williams down with a rebound. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber across midcourt in the center circle. 6:25 to play in the ballgame. 58-44 streaks. Right wing is Chloe Anderson to Casey Williams. Top of the key. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer straight on is no good. Rebound to Rainey Sibley on the weak side. Jessica Lieber stops and fires another three out high on the left side. That one's long. Rebound down to Odell for Charleston, and it's knocked away and stolen from behind by Rainey Sibley. Streaks get it back with 6:03 to play. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins out to Casey Williams, out high right side, got the three up and bounces off short. Rebound down to Odell for Charleston. Now it's Jackson in the backcourt, gets it across to York out near the sideline, nearly lost it out of bounds, gets it back to Jackson, drives down, nice look to Gossett under the basket on the right side, misses the easy shot, and those are tired legs putting those shots up.
Yes.
Now a foul is going to be called on Jackson as Jessica Lieber comes up with the ball. Jackson reached in, and I believe that's going to be her fourth foul.
Yep, that's right, and Jess gets herself quickly down to the other end of the floor to get ready for free throws. Let's hope she needs to use a little bit more legs. She is 4-for-6 in the game, but she, like we talked about, she's been shooting it so well coming into the game.
16 points on the night for Jessica Lieber. Had 28 last night as Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for the streaks. 5:41 to play in the ballgame. 58-44 streaks lead. Jessica Lieber at the line with a chance of the one and bonus. First shot is up and good. She will get the bonus. Make it 59-44 streaks. This is kind of the way we had talked off the air that we thought maybe this game would go, that it would be close early and the streaks maybe would be able to pull away. Hopefully they'll continue to pull away at this point.
Yeah.
Second shot, no good. Jackson down with a rebound. Jackson across midcourt right side. Now goes all the way to the baseline. Stops, puts a shot up over Sadie Hamilton. Got it up and in. Jackson with 6 points on the night, make it 59-46 streaks. Jessica Lieber gets to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Left baseline, Allison Mangieri fires a three and got it. First three of the night for Allison. She's got five and make it 62-46. And who's that foul on?
It's going to go against Jessica Lieber, I believe, for the bump. 11 three-pointers now for the streaks in this game. So they are one off of where they were, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
For 12. That was the most they've shot hit in this tournament.
5:17 to play. Coach Massey having some discussion with the official. I'm not sure what about on that one, but Odell at the free throw line, chance of the one, a bonus, hits the first. That was the second foul on Jessica Lieber. 5:17 to play, 62-47 streaks lead. They must not have the stiff nets because that's like the third time that net on that end's gotten caught up after a three. They had to toss the ball up there and get the net down. Megan Odell at the throw line, 5:17 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 62-47. Odell with the bonus, and it is good.
She's 3-for-3 from the line. She's the best shooter they have from the line right now.
Paige Klink in for Jessica Lieber. She's got the ball and gets to Emma Junk on the right wing, out high right side to Sadie Hamilton to Paige Klink between the circles. Paige looks over the defense, gets to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Thought about the three. Working against Odell, puts it on the floor. Now picks up and gives to Hannah Smith at the top of the key. Hannah dribbles left, pulls it back out. Gets to Sadie Hamilton at the top of the key. Sadie on the dribble now.
She has to go by Jackson. Jackson's tired.
Now a nice look. Sadie Hamilton drives left. Got a pick from Paige Klink. Paige got knocked over on the pick, but then Sadie makes the nice pass down on the baseline to Emma Junk on the left side. Emma lays it up and in. Now Sadie with a steal. And puts it up and in right under the basket, and it's just like that, 66-48 streaks, an 18-point lead with 4:32 to play in the ball game. This is Jackson across midcourt right side, gets to Yort on the right wing. Yort kicks it out to Odell out near midcourt. Now it's Jackson out high on the right side. Swing it over to Gossett under the eighth. Nice pass to Carver. She lays it up and in. They do a nice job moving the ball every now and then. It's just not often enough that Coach Miller would like. 66-50 streaks lead out between the circles. Sadie Hamilton, 4:08 to play in the ballgame. Emma Junk hands off to Paige Klink on the right wing. Paige gives to Allison Mangieri, top of the key, left wing to Hannah Smith. Hannah gives to Paige Plink, top of the key. Now to Allison Mangieri, double pick, three-pointer, right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound to Hannah Smith, but she lost it off her foot. Couldn't run it down on the sideline. Nice hustle by Hannah, just couldn't reel that one in.
Yeah, and that one almost looked good by Allison. A little line drive, but it looked like it was right on the mark. We've seen her have a couple that have gone in and bounced back out in a couple earlier games so far.
3:53 to play, 66-50 streaks. Back in, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Myra Diggins. Inbound, stolen away by Jessica Lieber on the sideline, gets it to Myra Diggins. Now Rainey Sibley, top of the key. Fires a three, it's good! Casey Williams, her first three of the game. She's got seven, make it 69-50. Gossett traveled again, right in front of the same official, no call. Now another near steal by Jessica Lieber. And they're going to say she was out of bounds as she tried to save it in. I mean, literally, Gossett caught the ball, spun, moved both feet right in front of the official, and he's not going to call it.
Yeah, well, and then good hustle by Jessica. The only thing she could have done differently, not that, you know, she did a great job with the hustle anyway, is if she would just push the ball off. She actually had, I think it was Casey, right by her. She could have just knocked it right to her instead of trying to catch it.
Now the ball knocked away from behind. Ronk had it knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Charleston will have it under their own basket on the right baseline. 3:35 to play, 19-point lead for the Streaks, 69-50, biggest of the ball game. Inbound comes to Ronk, right wing, out high right side. This is Jackson. She'll stop and fire a three out high on the right. It's no good. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. Jessica will walk it up for the Streaks across midcourt, right of the center circle. Right baseline to Myra Diggins. Out high right side, it's Casey Williams. Now to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Looks over the defense, dribbles right. Hesitation dribble, now pulls it back out. And gets to Casey Williams between the circles. Now to Myra Diggins out high right side to Jessica Lieber right wing. Give a go. Casey Williams lays it up off the glass. A little bit too hard. And the rebound to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the dribble. Out high it goes to Jessica Lieber. And she'll bring it back out. And the Streaks will reset. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Casey Williams out high right side to Rainey Sibley. Rainey thought about the three. Now gives to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Now Sharon Diggins right baseline. Her three-pointer is up. That one's long. Rebound comes down to Miller for Charleston. Miller on the dribble on the sideline and passes it to no one, and that should be Streaks' ball. I bet they're going to, oh, they are going to give it to the Streaks. Both Casey Williams and York got their hands up there, but it went off of York, and yeah. That actually was a correct call for a change.
Good job by Shrine keeping after, but it looks like she's just got some tired legs. She's having some problems getting good air under the ball. She's 4 of 13 from 3 and 1 of 5 from inside the arc, so only 5 of 18 in the game.
Sadie Hamilton drives right past us to Nicole Anderson, wide open under the basket on the left, and she lays it up and in as the Streaks now lead 71-50. Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith in for the Streaks. York with it. Has it knocked away by Danny Teal. And Yort is one that she really looks like she's sucking air out there.
Yeah.
I mean, during that last break or before they were inbounding, she was bent over pulling on the shorts a little bit too.
Well, and Danny almost had the steal right there. Unfortunately, she just couldn't get a handle on it. It bounced on the sideline while she was trying to collect it.
Now a double dribble. Hey, the official called it. That official made the call. Double dribble right in front of him, facing him, and he actually blew the whistle and called it on Odell. Thank you very much. 2:14 to play in the ball game. Danny Teal to inbound from the far sideline. Streaks lead 71-50. And it comes to Hannah Smith right of the center circle. Now to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Dribbles right down the right side lane. Another nice pass to Chloe Anderson. Bobbled a little bit. Couldn't get the shot up, but she's going to go to the free throw line, which you would have had a clean, probably easy look, but Chloe was so wide open again and probably didn't expect it that time and bobbled it a little bit, but got fouled. And being disqualified, Mary Jackson just picked up her fifth foul of the ball game, and she fouls out with 6 points. And tell you what, she is a tired young lady. She did almost all the ball handling against that Streaks press all night long.
Yeah, 6 points, 9 rebounds. And on that last play, if this was noon ball at the Y, Sadie'd be asking Chloe where her assist was right there because she made a great pass and should have set up for an easy layup for Chloe.
So Chloe will go to the free throw line with two shots, 2:06 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 71-50. First shot is up and good. Chloe with 3 points on the night. 72-50 Streaks. Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson on the floor for the Streaks. Second shot up and good as well. And now Chloe will be replaced by Myra Diggins. 2:06 to play. Streaks 2:06 from their second consecutive tournament championship here in Charleston. Full court pressure. This is Miller. Gives to Ronk across midcourt left side. Stop. Travel. No call. Drug to pivot foot again. Now it's Odell on the dribble between the circles. Out high right side it goes to York baseline down to Ronk. posted up, and she gets a little baby hook up and in over the outstretched arms of Emma Jung.
Kind of surprised Coach Massey hasn't backed off into the 2-3 yet.
Now what happened?
It went off the hands of Myra. It was a long pass up ahead. Myra just could not grab it in. It went off her hands and trickled out of bounds, so turnover on the Streaks.
1:43 to play, 73-52. Now the inbound pass goes right into the hands of Sharon Diggins. She'll stop on the right wing, thought about the three, now kicks to Rainey Sibley, drives down the right side, laid up and in.
What? Gee, he's going to call it on the floor? Rainey blew right by
her. Are you kidding?
Her.
She went. Rainey went by two defenders so fast that nobody got a hand on her. She went in and put up the layup, and as she was shooting it, he called a foul on the floor, so she is going to the free throw line, but it's a 1-1. He called a foul on Janelle Ronk. Wow. I mean, I honestly don't think there was any contact even.
No. Well, if there was, there was any, you know, wasn't any more than what we've seen time and again down there.
Not enough that it bothered Rainey getting to the basket. She, okay, well, actually the Streaks are in the double bonus, so it didn't matter anyway, but still.
Well, wow. Took 2 points off the board. I mean, the best we can do now is one.
Yeah. Rainey's second one is up. That one is good. And she'll be replaced by Marissa Miller. Also in Danny Teal, Michaela Isley, Allison Mangieri, and Casey Williams. 1:36 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 74-52. It'll be Miller to inbound. McLean Miller, and it comes to Yort. Yort
Coach
still in
Miller,
the backcourt.
Coach Miller sticking with his regular squad here.
Yep. Now a timeout called by Coach Miller, 1:29 to play, as Gossett had gotten tied up on the sideline, and this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 1:29 to play. It's Galesburg 74, Charleston 52. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker!
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker!
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on UCLA in the Fight Hunger Bowl. Coverage begins at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon on WGIL.
I don't know. 1:29 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 74-52 here in the championship game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Streaks come out with Danny Teal, Marissa Miller, Allison Mangieri, Michaela Isley, and Casey Williams. Streaks drop back into the 2-3 zone now. This is Gossett on the right wing. High post goes to Ronk and dribbled it off her foot. Ball goes in the hands of Miller. Now Gossett swings it left wing to Odell. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Michaela Isley. Gives way to Danny Teal with 1:15 to play. Right wing, Allison Mangieri had to run it down on the baseline, lost a handle on it, and it's going to go off of Gossett last, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. Marissa Miller will inbound. 74-52, Streaks lead. Been a battle throughout. Inbound stolen away by Ronk. Ronk gives way to Yort. Now it's Odell with it. Odell on the dribble in the backcourt, brings it across left of the center circle. Now it's Yort. Fakes, gives to Odell. Now right baseline. This is Miller. She'll fire a 17-footer, puts it up and in. McLean Miller with 6 points. Make it 74-54. Streaks, 50 seconds to play. Left wing, Marissa Miller with it. Had the open three, didn't take it. Now Allison Mangieri, top of the key, gives to Danny Teal out high. Now right of the center circle on the dribble. Now it's Casey Williams, top of the key with it. Gives to Michaela Isley. Now Danny Teal on high right side. Give and go to Casey Williams. Down on the right block. It's fouled. No call. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. 33.2 to play.
Not a bad time for the officials to swallow their whistles, though, as long as there's not a terrible contact.
Yeah, we could stand to get out of here as early as possible. Earlier than we thought, though. Marissa Miller to inbound. In it comes Casey Williams. Left baseline. Leans in. Puts it up off the glass. A little bit short. Rebound now. Marissa Miller. She lost a handle on him. And McLean Miller comes up with it for Charleston. Gives way to Gossett. 23 seconds to play. Gossett, top of the key. Swings the right wing to Miller. In the paint, Ronk kicks it out to Odell. She'll fire a three-pointer from out high on the left side and got it. Odell's second three of the ball game, and make it 74-57. Streaks, 10 seconds to play. Danny Teal with it to Casey Williams out between the circles. Now to Danny Teal, 5 seconds to play. To win the Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship. Final score, Galesburg 74, Charleston 57. And coming up, we'll have the trophy presentation. Also, they'll name the all-tournament teams. Eric Gibson's going to head down to the floor and get that for us. We'll have the trophy presentation coming up with the PA announcer, Jeff Moore. So the Streaks with the win as they win the Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship for the second consecutive year. They defeat the hosts in the championship game, Galesburg 74, Charleston 57. Congratulations to the Galesburg High girls basketball team and the boys who won their Holiday Tournament Championship over Taylorville last night as well. Let's send things down to the floor and PA announcer Jeff Moore.
For second place to the Charleston Trojans.
Congratulations, ladies.
And first place champion, Galesburg Silver Streaks. Congratulations. Congratulations, lady. Great tournament, both teams. And at this time, we'd like to announce the all-tournament team. And if we have any of the all-tournament team members in the stands, we'd like for you to come down and receive your award. First, from a forward from Rantoul, Hannah Washer. Rantoul played earlier today, so they're probably already gone home. But we also have a guard from Effingham, Kelly Utz. And a forward from Paris, Megan Temples. We have a guard from Taylorville, Savannah Buckles. And another guard from Taylorville, Chrissy Weber. Also on the all-tournament team is a guard from Decatur Eisenhower, Sydney Sturdivant. A guard from Charleston, Courtney Gossett. We have a forward from Charleston, Mary Jackson. And another guard from Charleston, Megan Odell. We also have a guard from Galesburg, Sharon Diggins. And we have the most valuable player from Galesburg, guard Jessica Lieber. The all-tournament team is selected by a committee who watched every game from all 16 games. The all-tournament team committee would like to thank all the players and coaches for a successful tournament. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Congratulations to all the girls that made all-tournament, along with Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins. Sharon, all-tournament for the Streaks, and Jessica Lieber, the most valuable player of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Streaks, congratulations for the victory in the tournament. 74-57 was the final score. I'm still not sure how three girls from Charleston get on the all-tournament team and only two for the Streaks, but hey, whatever. We take home the big hardware. That's what matters. Eric's going to try to get a word with the weather, taking some pictures right now of the Streaks and their championship, but Eric's going to try to get a word I believe with Jessica Lieber, the most valuable player of the tournament, possibly a word with Sharon Diggins as well. Streaks win it 74-57. They're champions of the Charleston Holiday Tournament for the second consecutive year. So congratulations to Coach Massey and the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they're taking some pictures. We'll wait a few seconds here before Eric will have a chance to get a word with a couple of the Streaks players here this evening. Good win for the Streaks, 74-57. Hard-fought win. The Streaks able to pull away late in that game, especially in the in that fourth quarter. Started to run, had a couple, actually three different 11-point leads in that third quarter. Charleston able to fight their way back in each time, but after that last one, they ended the quarter with an 11-point lead and able to hang on and extend it. Got up to a 20-point lead for the Streaks, and they come away with a victory, 74-57. Still some more pictures being taken of a very happy Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team, champions of the 2011 Charleston Holiday Tournament. Now, hopefully, well, nope, I thought they were all done. They were all starting to stand up, and they say, nope, we're going to take some more pictures here. We'll get to a couple of the players here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also on our post-game show coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and we'll run down our final statistics for you as well. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Now, well, now they're huddling up and talking to Coach Massey. 74-57, the final score. The Streaks with the win over Charleston in the championship game here tonight. As Eric down on the floor waiting to get a chance to chat with a couple of the Streaks players here tonight. But, yeah, a little huddle with Coach Massey. I guess he knows he's going to be having to do some radio interviews, and he probably knows that players are going to want to are going to be talking as well. So he's, I guess, this the post-game speech going on now, that since they're just doing it on the floor rather than in the locker room this time around. Good win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Also, congratulations to the Galesburg High Boys, champions of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. They won their game last night, and with the tiebreaker, I believe there were three teams that were 3-1 in that tournament. The Streaks allowed the fewest points and come out with a win. And outright win for the Galesburg High girls here tonight. And Eric Gibson is with Streaks all-tournament player Sharon Diggins.
Thanks, Tom. I'm here with Sharon Diggins. Sharon, a little recognition for you making the all-tournament team. You got to be pretty happy with your play during this tournament.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Just played hard and had confidence and, yeah, played as a team.
Well, you've had to step up, Sharon. In last year's team, you were more of a role player. Obviously, they're looking to you more to score this year. What are some things that you've decided to do with your game? More assertive? What have you looked for more this year than you even looked for last year?
I looked for, like, going to the basket more and, see what's open more. Like, I don't know, just drive to the basket, basically.
Well, one of the things we've noticed, especially lately, is in the holiday tournament over the Thanksgiving holiday over at Galesburg, you were shooting a lot from the outside, and then it seemed like that Moline game, you kind of got thwarted with that. You were getting some shots that were being altered by some more athletic players, and now you've been going inside more. Is that kind of the progression of your game so far this season?
Yeah, Coach Massey, yeah. It's all Coach Massey. He tells me to drive, so I don't know. I just listen to him.
Who did you find was the toughest matchup for you in this tournament? Was it the athleticism of Decatur Eisenhower or the more fundamental teams such as Effingham and Charleston?
I think it was Charleston because they, like, had big players, bigger players. And, yeah, I don't know. They were just all big and strong.
Well, congratulations, Sharon. Hopefully this is just the first of your individual recognitions and, obviously, team recognitions of the year.
Thank you.
All right. And, Tom, I also have here Jessica Lieber. Jessica was named the most valuable player of the tournament. Jess, you obviously had a very good tournament. Your shooting in the last two games obviously was key to two big victories for you guys to pull out this championship.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I couldn't have done it without my team. We played very good defense, which got our offense going, actually.
Do you? One of the things that we've kind of thought, Tom, talking during the broadcast, is that your defense has kind of stepped it up a notch. Have you learned, we kind of saw the same kind of progression with Jessica Howard last year. Have you learned how to take better angles to defensively to the passing lanes?
Yeah, I see the floor better. I was playing a point guard, playing the point guard part of the defense, and it's easier to rotate up, but I've also tried to work on denying the ball in better because Coach Massey got on me a little about that, but our whole team played very good defense, which got us going in the game.
Where do you think was the toughest test for you personally? Was it Decatur Eisenhower, Effingham, or this Charleston team?
I'd have to say probably the Effingham and tonight against Charleston, because the guards really got up and pressured us point guards, and that just puts pressure on us to take care of the ball and make good passes. And I messed up a few times, but I just tried to handle the pressure.
Now, Jess, I feel bad because I was remarking on how great you've been shooting free throws during this tournament, and you had come in, you were sizzling hot. I think I had you at 10 of 12 or something coming into the game, and then you end up going 1 of 2 on that possession. Obviously, free throws have a lot to do with fatigue as well. Did you feel more fatigued in this game, being that you played two yesterday?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, in free throws, I noticed I got to use my legs more. I wasn't getting the ball there when I missed those few free throws I missed. But, yeah, it's definitely fatiguing playing four games in 3 days.
And it was kind of different for you in that Effingham game. The Urbana game, you didn't play a whole lot of minutes. So you were able to take some of those minutes off. But, obviously, your teammates, some of the teammates that don't get a lot of minutes were able to play a lot. And, you know, we saw Marissa Miller getting more active offensively. How do you think that kind of helps the team going forward?
I really think it actually helps them gain confidence in their part, and it also helps our team because they're getting better while they're playing, and just like I said, it's confidence on their part, and it's great to have them out there.
Okay, well, thank you, Jessica. Congratulations again on your recognition of being the MVP of this tournament, and hopefully this is just the first one of many to come this year.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Tom.
All right, thanks, Eric Gibson, and thanks to Jessica Lieber and to Sharon Diggins for taking the time to talk with Eric down on the floor. Nice win for the Streaks again, 74-57 the final. We'll take a timeout, and we will come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich new peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Toughlock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
With final stats, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have won the Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship 74-57 over the host Charleston. Glad to have you along. Tom Aerith along with Eric Gibson, and we are joined by Streaks assistant coach Mike Rucks. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Agency in Galesburg. And coach, first off, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks. Really a hard-fought win. And, you know, I thought the kids really were able to fight through adversity in this game and throughout the tournament, and feel really pretty good about it.
Yeah, that was a nice win because, you know, it kind of went the way we had talked before the game that it might go. That's probably going to be close early, and we know they're going to come out and play hard in front of their home crowd on their home court, and that they probably weren't expecting the chance to get to play for this title. But, you know, the final score probably doesn't indicate how close the game was throughout and how hard the girls really played and fought to get this.
Yeah, and, you know, when the huddles, when we talked to the kids and at halftime and before the game and said, you know, the longer that they stay with us, felt like, you know, the more of a challenge it was going to be, and it was close for a while, but you know, we keep harping on fight through adversity, keep playing hard, you know, keep running our offense and things, and that's the stuff that's going to push you through in games like these and in atmospheres like these.
Yeah, and that was a good thing. You talked about them, you know, telling them to fight through, and they really did that. I mean, Sadie had some tough things not go her way, but still kept playing hard and made some big plays down the stretch, a steal and basket, a couple dribble drives, a nice dish off to Chloe and to Emma, and just really fought through. She wasn't the only one, but just one of the examples of somebody that really fought through it.
Yeah, you know, with Sadie, you look at her and, you know, she does the scoring for us. She does the rebounding for us. She defends. But, you know, the thing that, like you had mentioned, the passing stuff, her interior passing is just is unbelievable. And she finds open people, and she gets them the ball and gives them the ball in places that they can score. And kids like Chloe Anderson and Emma Junk, you know, benefit from those kind of things. But Sadie makes us a lot better.
Yeah, she seems to have developed into one of those players that kind of sees things developing before they happen. She just knows that, you know, she draws, she knows the defender's coming, she knows that split second to make that pass, and it just has been really outstanding at that.
The quiet leader, you know, she's just got a great basketball sense and knows where we need to get the ball and what her options are and just quietly goes about her business.
And there was some nice individual recognition. Eric got a chance to interview both Sharon and Jessica Lieber. That was nice to see both of them get some recognition. Would have thought maybe some more people would, and some of the other teams wouldn't have maybe gotten quite so much, but it's still nice for them individually as well.
Right. You know, with Jess being the all-tournament most valuable player and Sharon on the all-tournament team, both kids, you know, very deserving. But I think if, you know, like you talk to them, they're going to probably say, you know, thanks to my teammates, for getting me the ball and spots to be successful. But they're both kids that not only can make shots, but they're also kids that create shots. And I think that's what the tournament people probably look at is the scoring stuff that you're right, probably should have had a couple other kids there.
Well, congratulations on the win. Let's talk about upcoming for your sophomore squad as well. It's kind of right back into the fire with the conference action. Actually, three quick games. You'll have a Thursday night game at Alleman, is that right? And then Saturday up at Queen of Peace, and then turn around Monday, a new opponent that we haven't seen yet in Chillicothe IVC on the road. So, boy, right back into it after four games in 3 days here, quick three in 5 days again.
Yeah, you know, it's no rest for the wicked there. you got those, you know, the tournament stuff here, and then you turn around and you go back on the road for three games and quick games. we'll probably have a couple days off and be ready to go on Monday and back after things. And hopefully we can continue the momentum that we got here at the tournament.
Let's talk about your sophomore team. What's the record now?
We are 4-6.
So you've had some struggles. It's been interesting to watch you progress and using more of the system and seeing a lot of, and you know, what's again making it fun and getting more people interested is everybody getting some playing time.
Yeah, and what, you know, I think, you know, the focus has always been since I've been here is to prepare kids to play varsity basketball, and the wins have historically been, you know, a process of, you know, kids doing the things that we ask, and these sophomore kids that we have right now are no different. They're doing the things that we're asking them to do. We've run into some tough competition, but as long as they continue to work, hopefully, you know, we'll get them ready to play varsity basketball in another year.
Yeah, it's been a little tough as of late. You've had a little bit shorter bench with some injuries as well.
Yeah, we've got had two kids, Mickey Mitchell and Carly Wiegand, that both had sprained ankles, and Carly in our last game, and hopefully this time off they'll be ready to go at the start of the year, and we can get back to playing a good rotation and keep working to improve.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks again for taking the time to come up and talk with us. Good luck with your team the rest of the season, the varsity as well, and congratulations on a good win.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. That is Streaks assistant coach Mike Rux here on the postgame show. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. Streaks win at 74-57. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Streaks win the Charleston Holiday Tournament Championship with a 74-57 win over the host Trojans. Streaks now 13-2 on the season. Charleston dropped to 7-10 after the loss. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures, the two you might expect who are in double figures consistently, the most valuable player of the tournament. Jessica Lieber led the way with 17 points. She hit a couple of three-pointers, three others from the field, and was 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Sharon Diggins with 15 points. She hit 4 three-pointers and was 1-for-3 from the free throw line. She had done pretty well there throughout this tournament, but I know with Eric talking to her and talking to Jessica, talking about getting the tired legs there toward the end, she struggled a little bit from the field late in the game and from the free throw line, but still a good effort from Sharon Diggins with 15 points. Balanced attack after that. Casey Williams was next. She had 7 points in the ball game, a couple of baskets in the first quarter, and a three-pointer in a crucial time in that fourth quarter. 6 points for Hannah Smith. She had a basket and free throw in the first half and a three-pointer in that third quarter. 6 points as well for Paige Klink on 2 three-pointers. 5 points for Allison Mangieri on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Emma Junk on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. But just like Coach Ruck said, one of those quiet leaders, she does so many other things out on the floor. You don't always need the scoring from Sadie. It's nice when you get it. You don't always need it, though, because you got all those intangibles, because you look at 4 points for Emma Junk and, Chloe Anderson's 4 points. That's basically 8 points you can credit to Sadie Hamilton for the assists.
Yeah, and like you were saying, one of the big things with Sadie anyway is her passing. I mean, you know, you go through that, and if she's creating points, that's just as good as her scoring the points. I mean, you want the baskets one way or another, and she was getting it done the way she knows how, which is through her her facilitating, and that's sometimes the best option.
So 4 points, as we said, for Chloe Anderson. Emma Junk, 3 points for Rady Sibley on a basket, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks with 11 threes in the ball game. Struggled from the free throw line tonight. They'd shot it pretty well in this tournament, but they were just 10 for 20 from the line tonight. I had them. Three players in double figures for Charleston. 50, I guess that's why they're all tournament. I don't know. 15 for Megan O'Dell, 10 points for Megan Yort, 11 points for Courtney Carver, 7 for Courtney Gossett, 6 points for Mary Jackson, 6 points for McLean Miller off the bench, 2 points for Janelle Ronk off the bench. 1 3-pointer in the ball game, 7 for 11 from the line for Charleston.
Well, just a differentiation of my numbers. I actually had Jessica Lieber at 20 for the game.
Ooh, I must have missed one.
I had only 2 players from Charleston in double figures. I had Ronk actually with 4 points and Jort with 8, but, you know, I could have been wrong too, so I'm not sure. So regardless, either way, it still adds up. The big numbers, the turnovers, Streaks turned it over only 16 times, the 32 for Charleston. So right along those earmarks that we talk about that Coach Massey looks for, the Streaks did get out-rebounded 45 to 36, but they had more offensive rebounds, 16 to 9. Again, a paramount number for success for the Streaks in the system. The Streaks shot it 41% from the field, which is pretty good for them, 29% from three, which is real right around where he wants it. He wants it around 30%, so very good there. 10 of 21, I had him from the free throw line. 42% overall for Charleston. They were 2 of 9 from three-point range. So Streaks do a very good job in this one. You know, I think one of the things was the fact that Charleston just got worn out. I mean, you look at Megan O'Dell's numbers, 15 points, 11 rebounds. So she was very active in the boards as well. Mary Jackson, 6 points, 9 rebounds. And Courtney Carver, 11 points, 8 rebounds. And they were in foul trouble a lot of the game. And, you know, with the short bench, you don't see a lot of aid coming for them, whereas the Streaks play so many players.
So how many threes did you have, Jessica? Four.
Three.
Okay, why? Oh, okay, that's where I missed. I missed a three-pointer because actually, you're right, because I only came up with 71 points. So that 3 points makes a difference. What? Well, I'll just add it there. There we go. Okay, I'll agree with you. She had 20 points. so the Streaks with a nice win and another tournament championship as they defeat Charleston 74-57. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
I'm Ashley Blake with WGIL with this reminder. If your kids love to write or draw and tell their own stories, Discovery Depot offers a writer and illustrator workshop they might be interested in. It's Wednesday, January 4th. Teachers will work with kids to help assemble a bound book to take home. More details at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Charleston Tournament Champions. They defeat the host Trojans 74-57. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, kind of a crunch time in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Streaks pulled away. Actually, 3 times in the third quarter, they had 11-point leads. And this young lady, she's kind of a do-everything player for the Streaks. You know, you always hear her name on in the scoring column, but she does, just like we talked about with Sadie, some other things that that really make a difference in the basketball game and helped preserve this Streaks win.
Well, the one thing you look for in a lead player, if you will, if your best player is that player that can get you points when you're struggling, that's where it's big. And just as she did against Effingham, Jessica Lieber did it again tonight. She was the one that kept pushing the leads out for the Streaks and ultimately hit some key threes down the stretch to of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter to push the lead out. And also defensively, she just had another remarkable remarkable game. And, you know, I talked a little bit about it with her when I interviewed her about the fact that her defense has really just improved leaps and bounds. And she said part of it's just, you know, knowing what to look for. And they have her at the point of that defensive attack, and it's given her some opportunities to see things better. So she ended with 20 points, 2 rebounds, 5 steals, and she had several times where she had to just calm the offense down and get into the lane and make shots. When she went into the lane, she was 3 for 3, and she hit 3 threes in the game in 11 attempts. So a very good game. She started very cold, went 0 for her first 4 from distance, but she heated up at the end there, hitting 3 of her last 7. And, you know, not the best time at the free throw line, 5 of 8, but still one of the better performers on the streaks. And like I said, coming into the game, I think, what did I say, 10 of 12 or something like that coming into the game. So she's consistently been the streaks ace when it comes to that during this tournament, and she really stepped up, and that's why she was the tournament MVP.
And Jessica Lieber, also our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, it was a fun tournament down here. Don't ever want to have to come back to Charles again, but it was still a good tournament. We had fun anyway.
We did, and it was a good tournament for the streaks. Anytime you bring out a championship, always a positive sign. The competition left a little in some areas to be desired, but nonetheless, the streaks did pull out the wins. And, you know, and the thing that I think was most important, regardless of level of competition, was the fact that you went yesterday specifically from Urbana, who is by far the worst team in the tournament, a team that just is not anywhere near competing, to then playing an Effingham team that was very competitive, and the streaks were able to flip that switch that was necessary and put the game out of reach in the second half.
As we're the last ones in the gym.
We are.
Oh, wait, no, there's somebody else sitting down at the scores table.
Ms. Watson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She did ask that you turn out the lights on your way out after you get your Buffalo
after
Wild Wings.
After I get my wings from the hospitality room. Well, good win for the Streaks and a tournament championship, and the Streaks moved to 13-2 on the season. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nicole Olin, tonight for keeping us on the air, and a good win for the Streaks. Congratulations to the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team, Charleston Holiday Tournament champion, 74-57. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith, saying good night from Charleston.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.